This is the James Poole Artistry Productions podcast. Welcome to this discussion. Hello, perceptive readers. This is James Lynch, and welcome to this special series of readings during March. Think about it. We started with Exodus. We went through Exodus chapter 1 through 4. I still plan on completing it all the way up to Exodus chapter 5. And, you know, we talked about a few interesting thoughts along the way with the reading, because normally when I do Bible readings, as you know, I just will relate the translation that I'm using and then proceed to give you the reading. Well, I told you during March, I would do some separate or special types of readings where, you know, I would emphasize certain points. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I talked about March, and then I explained about March Madness. And then I kind of said, well, with spirituality, you know, one time Paul's spirituality, it took him to such a point they thought he was mad. Well, we're going to talk about some thoughts along that line in the book of Leviticus. Why is this? Because sometimes you can mention about the economy and what would be even good for the economy. And when you express those good thoughts, guess what? People will say, oh, you're not living in the real world. You're thinking about some type of utopian society here, as if it's never been, as if those upright practices of money, taking care of your family, ownership of land and property, love a neighbor, as if there was never a time period that it was really shown to a very high degree to work. Okay. And then, yes, like a wave, the even people that lived in that type of society went back and forth sometimes because of the imperfection of the treacherous heart. Yet, there were always still different time periods, decades, if you will, that showed the people really did get the sense of it, and it was working properly the way that it was supposed to, as well as could be, with the help of, guess what, God's Holy Spirit. The book of Leviticus shows this. See, even mentioning the book of Leviticus, sometimes person will say, well, that is the Old Testament. We don't need it anymore. And besides, it was for the priests. You see, that's what some people would say. And this is what I just want you to think about. If it was for the priests, and if you would notice how good Jehovah God, that's his personal name, God's personal name, wanted his priests to be treated. I mean, he was saying they deserve to be treated this way. They deserve to be able to have communion with me in this way. They deserve to be able, when you tie to me, then I give it to them, you see, to use in such ways so that they won't have to be out there in the farms and everything, you see, or in the fields trying to make a living. Why? Because they were doing exactly what I was telling them to do. And as again, was to take care of you. You see, take care of the people. And then at the same time, he was still saying, see, I want them even dressed and in holiness as, you know, the way that I prescribe for them. Because when they're in this role, then, you see, they are looking like me. They're representing me. Well, you know, humans, you know what I'm talking about. But see, that's the whole thing. Those persons who actually took upon that mantle or was part of the Levitical priesthood, you see, that tribe, God did set them aside. And guess what? They weren't supposed to only be able to just preach God's word all day, if you will, or read the law all day. But you know what? He truly did expect for the people to show their appreciation through their tithes. You see what I'm saying? And that's back then. Now, along with that, it wasn't like God was just leaving these persons in the lurch. He blessed them so much and abundantly of their crops that it's almost like, God, all I got is $1. God said, give me that $1. And then he turned it into a million. Okay, you know, I'm just using it like that. They were, their blessings were, you know, in abundance, overflowing. Now, what happens sometimes when it comes to spirituality, you see, people can realize that God can do anything that he wants, you see, and he does do anything that he wants. But what interferes in the blessings, you see, at times then is really whether they're showing that appreciation for it. It's not necessarily a lack of faith, even though that plays a part in it, but it's like not showing an appreciation for it. Okay. Now today, see, that's what I'm just talking about today. You have people doing the best that they can. And then when individuals even have the opportunity to help them, you see, they don't always do it. And they can find every reason to justify not helping this person that way or try to think of some way to say why the person shouldn't have what they have. And I'm here to tell you today, or to show you today, the book of Leviticus, even though it's for the holiness of God, that's what it represents, the holiness of God. Well, look what the holiness of God entails on how well he treat his people, how well he loves his people who serve him, who appreciate him. You see, I mentioned before, in a world where you have a lot of persons calculating on just what they need to take away from humans for something to be sustainable here or sustainable there, I'm here to show you, according to God's blessing, how it's not what you're going to have taken away from you. If anything, is how you're going to have to adjust to all the abundance that he's going to give you and take care of it in righteousness and holiness. You better believe it. You better believe it. So anyway, the chapter that we're reading is Leviticus chapter 25. I'm going to read verses 1 through 10, and that's the way we're going to do for the rest of this special week of reading right here. And I'll try to complete it all today. Yes, I have my coffee. I know I shouldn't even really be drinking coffee while I'm reading or what have you, because then I start coughing. But you know, I want to enjoy this reading, okay? So anyway, let's go into this. This is, again, part one of what I'm talking about. So Leviticus chapter 25, verses 1 through 10. It says, "And Jehovah spoke further to Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, and you must say to them, when you eventually come into the land that I am giving you, then the land must observe a Sabbath to Jehovah. 6 years you should sow your field with seed, and 6 years you should prune your vineyard, and you must gather the land's produce. But in the seventh year there should occur a Sabbath, a complete rest for the land, a Sabbath to Jehovah. Your field you must not sow with seed, and your vineyard you must not prune. The growth from spilled kernels of your harvest you must not reap, and the grapes of your unpruned vine you must not gather. There shall occur a year of complete rest for the land, and the Sabbath of the land must serve you people for food, for you and your slave man and your slave girl and your hired laborer and the settler with you, those who are residing as aliens with you, and for your domestic animal and for your wild or for the wild beast as in your land. All its produce should serve for eating, and you must count for yourself 7 Sabbaths of years, 7 times 7 years, and the days of the 7 Sabbaths of years must amount to 49 years for you. And you must cause the horn of the loud tone to sound to the 7th month on the 10th of the month on the Day of Atonement. You, people, should cause the horn to sound in all your land, And in verse 10, it states, and you must sanctify the 50th year and proclaim liberty in the land to all its inhabitants. It will become a jubilee for you, and you must return each one to his possession, and you should return each one to his family. So with that being said, perceptive readers, this start of the special series started with my special Bible from the translation versions of 1961, 1981, 1984, and that time period of the New World Translation. I told you, remember, back then, you actually purchased Bibles, you see, with your own money, and you know, you could use in your ministry or what have you. So here's the point. This started the special reading. The rest of the readings will be in the Bible basic in basic English translation versions. Okay. All right. So thank you for being here. Leviticus chapter 25 verses 1 through 10. Keep all these thoughts in mind and we'll return with the rest of the chapter as well. Take care.